You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. Joining me by phone this morning, Pastor Luke Walters from Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, Missouri. Good morning, Pastor Walters.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. And how are you, sir?
I'm well.
Thanks so much for being our guest this morning. And thanks to Grace Lutheran Church Wellsville for being Church of the Week this week on Worldwide KFUO. I always love this week because it leads up to a great event at an annual event at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville. It's been going on for some time now. Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday. Tell us all about it.
Well, we begin that day with a special, if the weather cooperates, outdoor worship service here at our property. And following that, we have a picnic and, of course, tractors. We have lots of members who drive their tractors to church, and people from the community are invited as well. And we have a picnic with meat and drinks provided and games for kids and hopefully horseshoe tournament and washers for adults and basketball in the gym and all sorts of fun things and just a great time of fellowship and able to connect with people from our community.
Outstanding. Now, this is also, this is Rally Sunday as well, correct?
Yes. We also, during our service, celebrate our starting up our new Sunday school year, install our teachers. Also, we have a midweek program at Grace that runs on Wednesdays throughout the school year, and we install our teachers, and that begins here in September. So lots of things going on.
For our listeners not familiar with Wellsville, Missouri, where would we find Wellsville, Missouri, and Grace Lutheran Church?
So we're about 85 miles approximately west of St. Louis. If you take 70, I-70 west, take that to Highway 19, and we're north on Highway 19 about 10 or 12 miles. So if anyone's ever been to Mark Twain Lake, we're right on the way to there from St. Louis. So,
it's a nice Sunday drive. Looks like we're going to have. It looks like we're going to have nice weather this weekend. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. I was looking at it last night. They're saying maybe a little bit of rain Sunday, but hopefully we'll miss that, and it'll be a great day.
Well, it sounds like a fun event. I am looking forward to joining you all this year. This is the first year that I'll get to be able to make it out there, and really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great time. Now, how many years has the Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday happened?
You know, I'm not sure exactly. This will be my third year doing this. And I've been told it's been going on 5, 6, 7 years maybe. So it's been an annual thing for a few years now.
Very good. And someone in the congregation just had an idea, said we should just drive our tractors to church one Sunday and share all our tractors, and maybe that'll engage some of the folks in the community. Is that how it started?
I think so, in part.
Yeah.
I mean, we're a farming community.
Sure.
And so a lot of people have tractors. I think it was also a fun way just for members to come and show their tractors off. Of course, the battle between the red and the green always happens. But certainly we've welcomed the community. And I think every year, at least that I've been here, we've had a few people bring their tractors in, and we just kind of hope every year that it expands. We have sort of what we call a parade of power, where if you bring your tractor, we'll parade it around the church grounds, and if you want any stories shared about your tractor, any details, anything kind of fun about it, you know, as the parade is happening, I speak about your tractor. So, yeah.
Now, what tractor will you be driving this Sunday?
Well, I don't own a tractor. everyone here at my congregation knows that I favor John Deere, but we've got a lot of folks who drive red, so we like to tease each other about that. But if I had my choice, yeah, it'd be green.
Now, do you get the privilege of driving someone else's tractor?
I have in past years, yes, and that's always fun. I grew up working on a farm, so it brings back a lot of memories for me to be able to to drive a tractor, and I enjoy it. So.
Oh, very good. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. The service starts off at 10 o'clock, is that right?
10 o'clock, yes.
All
hopefully
right.
Outside, if the weather doesn't cooperate, if it's too hot or a threat of rain, we will be inside our church. So.
And the Sunday school and midweek teachers installed in the service. And then following the service is the picnic and all the festivities.
Yes, it'll go on into the afternoon. So, yep.
Very good. Well, for our listeners who might be available, who might want to take a Sunday drive and come be a part of Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday and Rally Sunday at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville, any instructions, directions, how to come find you? You mentioned off of Highway 19, right?
Yes, if you're coming from St. Louis or from west of the state, just make your way to 70 and then the Highway 19 exit off of I-70. And just keep following 19 north, and we are right on Highway 19 in Wellsville, big brick building. If you have reached a giant ice cream cone sign about a block past the church, you know you've gone too far.
All right. So. Watch, if you see the giant ice cream cone sign, you've passed too far. What to bring?
A lawn chair.
Mm-hmm.
I would say yourself. That's about it, really. We'll have a lot of things provided. If you feel like bringing a side dish to share, that would be great. But for our guests, certainly just bring yourself and a lawn chair, and that's about it, really.
And prepare to have a good time, it sounds like.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope that the weather turns out well so we can have a good time. But I know that you all will have a lot of festivities, even indoor. You'll still have that service and some fellowship indoors, I'm sure, if the weather doesn't cooperate.
Yes, absolutely. We've got our fellowship hall, which is a big gym. We'll be eating inside, actually. I think regardless of what the weather's like, it's just cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And we can move a whole bunch of activities inside if the weather doesn't cooperate. So plenty of space.
Very good. And so folks are getting their tractors all shined up and cleaned up, I guess, for this Sunday, huh?
I hope so.
How many tractors, any idea how many tractors you had in the last few years?
Yes, it's grown.
Mm-hmm.
I would say anywhere from 20 to 30.
Wow.
Tractors. We've got some members that bring multiple tractors.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just great, and a lot of good things to see and stories shared, and just a lot of fun. So.
And members of the community who maybe aren't members of Grace Lutheran Church, they get involved and drive their tractors too?
We have had a few each year come, and we always publicize this to our community and welcome anybody. And you don't have to bring a tractor to be able to come. Everyone's welcome, and something I hope, including the worship service for everyone of all ages. So.
Do you have a big sign that says tractor parking here?
No, but we probably should. You know, we could even separate it. You know, red tractors over here in one area and green over there. You know, that kind of a thing, so.
That's right. We can all get along, Pastor.
Right.
What about the kids? What do the kids look forward to each year with the Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday? I'm sure seeing all the tractors.
Yeah, that's always a huge thing with a lot of the kids. But we also try to have some games for the kids as well, both indoors and out. Anything from volleyball to just little games, little relay games that kids can do and kids can have fun with, and carnival type games. And we have in the past always had a snow cone machine that always went over really well. I'm not sure if we'll have that this year, but lots of things for kids, and it's always a great time.
Very good. If folks want to find out more, is there a way that they can find out more about Grace Lutheran Church?
Yes, you can contact us here. Our phone number is 573-684-2106, or you can email us, gracelcms@sbcglobal.net.
Very good. And you're on Facebook, too, is that right?
Facebook, too, yep. Always forget about that. Yep, we've got Facebook as well. Yep, just look up Grace Lutheran Church, Wellsville.
Absolutely, and there's the little reminder right there on Grace Lutheran Church on Facebook about the Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. with the service and picnic, tractor parade. games, all that fun. And yes, you do not have to have a tractor to show up. You can still show up, and that's the important thing. You can still come join in the fellowship and the
Absolutely.
Service there. Well, outstanding. Pastor Walters, thanks so much for sharing this with us, and also the being Church of the Week. Why, for our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with Church of the Week, why does Grace Lutheran Church partner with Worldwide KFUO and as a Church of the Week?
Well, we feel as a congregation that what KFUO is all about and your mission, it's important, and we see how people how many people you reach. With quality gospel-centered programming, and we just feel it's important and something that is just worth supporting. And of course, for us to be even have a small part in that as Church of the Week, and get our name out there as well with something fun like this what we have this Sunday, it's just something that we love to support. So
very good. Well, we are certainly grateful for the partnership and glad to have the opportunity to join in the fun this weekend. I'll see you there, good Lord willing, for the Drive Your Tractor to Church Sunday and all the festivities. And looking forward to hopefully down the road studying the Word of God with you one morning as well.
Absolutely. We look forward to having you.
Well, thanks so much. I'll see you on Sunday. And God bless you in your preparations for Drive Your Tractor to Church. Coming up this Sunday, starting at 10 a.m. at Grace Lutheran Church in Wellsville. What's the phone number again one last time?
573-684-2106.
Very good. I'll see you Sunday. Christ keep you, Pastor.
Christ keep you as well. Thank you.
All righty. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to study the daily New Testament reading today. We'll study with Pastor Jacob Sutton from Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Terre Haute, Indiana. Hope you can join us for that as we take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12 today. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.